1. How have you been using your time, which resulted from this delay? Actually, at that time, Vietnam implemented strict social distancing rules nationwide for 15 days to curb the spread of COVID-19. So I stayed home and didn't go out when it was not necessary. And I have also been putting in extra hours studying for the IELTS to improve and enhance my career. 2. What is important to keep in mind when unexpected events affect planning? From my perspective, when an unplanned event impacts a situation, it's good to be calm and stay focused. Life is full of unexpected things. We should be used to it. Everything will be fine. 3. Can you elaborate on that a bit? Yes, of course. Like I mentioned before about our delayed tour, at that time, my family and I were quite depressed because we couldn't go out, and we were in a panic because we were afraid of COVID-19. But after getting some advice from our relatives, we got calm and followed the guidelines strictly. And we were full of hope. Everything will be fine one day. 4. What are some common situations around the world that can suddenly influence people's planning? I think that illness, accidents, pandemics, and earthquakes can affect any plans, as well as financial or family troubles. 5. Which of these is the most difficult to deal with, and why? I think that death and illness are the biggest challenges to tackle, such as in a car accident or losing a loved one. 6. How has technology helped in managing the influence of unforeseen effects on scheduling? Honestly speaking, technology development has a big impact on reducing the damage caused by unexpected events. Communication technologies such as mobile phones are really helpful because they allow us to connect quickly, and we can use them to ask for assistance. 7. Can you give an example? Oh, definitely, if a person gets in a traffic accident on their way to work, they can call their family immediately for help. Or people can call the hotline to report traffic congestion or traffic problems so that they can be solved. 8. What life skills can help people stay in control of unplanned situations? I believe that stress management is absolutely necessary, as are analytical skills. By combining these skills, we can stay calm and focused and figure out the best solutions for any problems. Such as throwing salt or flour into the oil fire in the kitchen instead of water. 9. Where can people learn these? We can learn these skills from our experience or from school. Or by reading some information on the internet. There are tons of tips that are very useful. I like myself every time I feel spicy, and in order to get rid of this, I just drink a little milk to help my mouth cool down. I learned it from my mother. 10. Some people believe that keeping emotions under control is essential when dealing with new and challenging situations. Do you agree with this? Why or why not? I completely concur with this notion. Managing our emotions helps us make better decisions, whether they are big or small. Understanding our emotions allows us to become aware of triggers, so we can gain insights on how to respond in constructive ways. It's necessary to keep our heads cool to make wise decisions when we are in trouble. And I learned this from my husband. Whenever any problem arises, he usually keeps his head cool so he can resolve it effectively. 11. Why must we handle unexpected situations? Life is full of surprises, and sometimes things just don't go as planned. That's why it's important to develop your acceptance of unexpected situations. Once you accept and acknowledge what has happened, you will be in a better position and will probably find things easier.